Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and after five bootstrapped long years, I'm sure, the one-stop electronic procurement to payment platform for both retail and food and beverage businesses is profitable. SGE Biz is now in advanced stages for its first major external fundraising round from prominent venture capitalists to expand into Southeast Asia. The amount of capital it's aiming for would be comparable to a Series B round. We're joined today by Benjamin Tay, Chief Commercial Officer, and Nitin Nath, Chief Strategy Officer there. Gents, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Very heartened that you've agreed to come join us here in the studio. So tell us a bit about SGE Biz and Easy Procure, which is your platform. Maybe Benjamin.
SGE Biz, or Singapore e-business, was started way back in 2014 and with one goal in mind, which is to make the lives of SMEs easy. So we took a look at the entire landscape. We realized the B2C sector, which is your you have your Amazons, your Taobaos, your Ebays, the act of buy now, add to cart, checkout, favorite list, payment. It's almost second nature. You ask any kid on the street, you can probably do it. However, you look at the B2B sector, especially in the F&B, where you first started out, it still remains extremely traditional and it probably hasn't changed in the last 30, 40 years.
When you say traditional, what do you mean? Pen to paper?
I mean to say that.
Faxing your orders.
Precisely,
kind of,
right? No. You'd be surprised. So restaurants ordered from the suppliers on a day-to-day basis via phone calls, email, faxes. It's 2020 and people are still using faxes. Mm. Can you believe it or not?
What's fax, right? Yeah.
So we saw a gap. And with gaps, I think there's tremendous opportunity. So we thought, why can't we use the ease of ordering in your Amazons and put it over to the B2B? And that's why we started SGE Biz. So to answer your question, SGE Biz is a one-stop procurement management platform. It's a B2B specialized in B2B. And we simplify the entire procurement process. Over the years, we have developed another product such as Easy Sourcing, where our buyers can outreach or find alternate suppliers. Suppliers can outreach their products. And of course, Easy Payment, a special B2B payment solution.
So do you dare to say that procuring, say, your produce for an F&B outlet is exactly the same now? Add to cart, number you want.
Yeah, we try to make this very complex procurement process as simple and easy as possible.
How does it stand out from other platforms? There's Zmart out there that espouses to do the same.
Well, there are a couple of players out there playing in the procurement space, but SGE Biz prides itself to be a one-stop sourcing to procurement to payment solution. We are a leader in the e-procurement space, and a couple of reasons for that. We make the ordering to suppliers very easy. Touch of a button, you can order. We have an electronic document. Automatically, you can generate your POs and DOs. We have an electronic good receive module where when the suppliers deliver their goods, the buyers or restaurants can account for it and handle disputes. We are very proud to have OCR technology, optical character recognition, coupled with our own developed AI. So you take a picture using a mobile phone of a hard copy invoice. Within 2 to 3 seconds, you can match, do a three-way match of your PO information, good receive information, as well as your hard copy invoice information, right? And finally, so much data is going through our platform, and we can seamlessly integrate all these data into our existing or customers' existing accounting or ERP system. B2B payments is something that we are very proud of as well. We developed Easy Payment. It solved the two biggest pain points in the B2B world, which is cash flow optimization, especially in this kind of period, as well as payment collection from suppliers.
Yeah.
What we do it is we extend credit up to 60 days for buyers, while suppliers get paid within 2 to 3 days with no recourse.
Mm. Yeah. So talk to us about how this might work, say, from a layperson's point of view, right? And I'm only familiar with, say, Deliveroo. Is it pretty much the same, so to speak?
Deliveroo
that you can sort of, you know, order from different places as the Easy Procure platform?
It's kind of different because Deliveroo and all, it's more the B2C consumer facing. We are purely a B2B. So we do the back-end stuff where we do all the not-so-sexy things that in the back-end. But it's essential. You need it for your day-to-day life, right? You order from your supplier. It's a closed group system, meaning to say you only can order from the suppliers that's pre-approved at the particular price you have already negotiated.
Pre-approved by whom? Oh, from the business itself.
The buyers, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Precisely.
So talk to us about strategy then, Nitin. How are you then going to, say, reach out to particular F&B outlets, for example, who maybe not have technological savvy at that point?
Yeah, actually, that is a very good question. And quite often when you deal with SME customers, there is an education component.
Still on the Excel sheet, you know, that sort of thing, right? Faxing, etc.
Indeed, and there can sometimes be not as much comfort with using technology tools. However, you know, we've tried both and we found a model that did work for us, which was when we were able to incentivize the large buyers and the large suppliers to adopt this with all the cost efficiencies and all the time efficiencies that this entailed. And that then incentivized them to drive down to their downstream suppliers or buyers the same tool so that they could all communicate on the same platform. And because we were pretty good with our systems integration and it was all pretty seamless, you know, we got a lot of, you know, immediate utilizations in closed ecosystems of these big buyers and big suppliers. And then, as you can imagine, these things, you know, after a point in time started getting force multiplication effects. The minute you start accounting for the bulk of somebody's daily requirements in terms of ordering, the sales process becomes quite easy.
Right. What were the challenges, though, initially getting buy-in, for example, from those larger entities that you talked about?
All said and done, I think the education process and convincing people who are otherwise very busy in their day to be able to take some time out and adopt something new.
Even speak to you, yeah.
Or adopt something new is always going to be a challenge. Fortunately, you know, we have a very supportive government ecosystem and our solution is subsidized for SMEs by the Singapore government agencies.
Oh, so that's quite accessible for them.
That's right.
Mm. Why the initial resistance, though, to investors and funding? I mean, did you ever consider, say, joining an accelerator? There are some companies out there who don't want an equity stake, don't need an equity stake in, say, SGE Biz.
You know, I think for a variety of reasons, we did tend to believe that taking on third-party capital is best done when you're convinced that your business model works.
Mm.
And till you have that product to market fit, which then gives you the confidence that you can now, you know, grow without compromising returns for your investors.
Or losing a bit of yourself in the process, right? Yeah.
The best part about working with trying to make other people's lives easy is that when you see the efficiencies actually manifest, when you see the, you know, the grateful users,
it feeds your energy. It's almost reward enough, almost. Not quite, I'm sure, though. So why do you think now is the right time for investment?
I think now that we've sort of tested the waters in Singapore and we feel that our solution has now debugged itself and got all the features without having too many would otherwise come in the way of a rapid rollout, we feel very confident that we can take advantage of the rapidly growing connected ecosystems in the regional markets around us. Singapore has always had the advantage in terms of connectivity and you know, access to these tools, but now our neighboring economies are growing very, very fast and providing the same infrastructure for us to be able to roll this out.
We're speaking with Nitin Nath, who's Chief Strategy Officer, also Benjamin Tay, who's Chief Commercial Officer over at SGE Biz. Benjamin, economic headwinds coming up. Also, what's been happening with COVID-19? What are SGE Biz's BCPs or business continuity plans like? Because still you need people.
Of course. And first and foremost, in everybody's mind is the spread of this COVID-19 virus. And we think it's going to be difficult times for our customers as well. And we want to be right beside them to navigate these tough times. So in order to do that, we need to have our BCPs in plan. We are aligned with the government. We have already split the team into two different cross-functional teams in separate locations operating and really run a tight ship. And luckily, right, we are a technology company. We survive on laptops. Mm. So we minimize the face-to-face contacts by whatever tools you have, your face, your Zoom, your Skypes, and whatever not.
Whatever solutions there are,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Business still has to go on. Life has to go on. Most importantly, we are there to serve our customers.
Yeah. What about expansion plans at this point? Have you been thinking about it? Or before all of this happened, what were they and where were you headed?
We've always sort of aimed in the spirit of trying to make life easy for our SME customers.
Tons of them out there who would like their lives to be made easier, right?
Indeed. So you know, we've tried to be that one-stop solution where you can identify buyers or suppliers, you can interact with them on a daily basis and a frequent basis without too much loss of efficiencies or time, and at the same time be able to make payments. Our expansion plans as a result were to be able to now take it one step further and allow for the imports and exports of food products into Singapore to also also be able to be fulfilled on our platform and facilitated on our platform. We are working with logistics providers, we're working with government agencies, and working with the vendors from across the region in order to be able to achieve this. As you know, Singapore does import a lot of its food. We do feel we are, fulfilling a small national service here as well. And along with that, while COVID does sort of impact the region as a whole, we do feel that at this stage, our partners and this particular project, it will continue to roll along at the same pace because it's of strategic importance.
And the sun will shine again, yes. Out of curiosity, who had the personal experience in F&B to want to do this? We're always told, do something you know, right? Let's not go in blind and do something you don't know. Who had the experience?
I think that credit would go to our CEO, who may have been here once before, Edmund Lewis. He does come from a family background which did involve being day-to-day involved in SME operations.
Obviously, one day said, this is crazy. Come on. It's the 21st century. Why are we still using fax paper, etc.? So advice, though, Benjamin, say to other startup founders about staying the course. Sometimes that's never tested until the situation comes up, right?
Precisely. My advice is, always remember why you started in the first place. For us, we want to make lives of SMEs easy. And there will always be headwinds, there will be difficulties, but everything can be tackled as a team.
Nitin?
So, yeah, I think I agree with Ben that, getting comfortable with discomfort zones is one of the things that's baked into the system. But I've realized that, as long as you stay a problem solver and stay close to your customer, you can never really run out of work. And as long as you continue to deliver value, you can never really run into too much financial trouble.
Nitin Nath, Chief Strategy Officer, along with Benjamin Tay, Chief Commercial Officer over at SGE Biz. Gents, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.